Just like eating too much fast food can leave you feeling sluggish and empty, fast food dating leads to frustration, confusion, and maybe even heartbreak. It could be the reason why your relationship isn't doing well or you're still single. Hey, I'm Courtney Brooke, and this is Hustle for Happiness podcast. We are all on this journey to find happiness, and let's face it, it takes work. And honestly, it's not always rainbows and butterflies. This podcast is dedicated to helping you navigate life and cut through the noise. As a certified life coach, recovering perfectionist, and survivor of the foster care system, I'm all about keeping things real. With my unique outlook on life that is truly infectious, we cover everything from achieving happiness and optimal self-care to stories of those sharing their wisdom and expertise. Thank you for showing up for yourself. Now, let's get started. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. I am so excited. It's January. A reminder for me to bring the intentionality into my marriage and into my friendships, right? So whether you're single or married or struggling in your relationship or just proudly single, this episode of fast food dating versus intentional dating is gonna just bring a little intentionality into all your relationships. And I'm super excited about this is because it's a mindset. It's a good reminder that we are one, obviously, in control, but there's always something we can do. But I also want to just bring the piece of, again, intentionality. This is what I coach on. This is a lot of conversation is, you know, these endless dates that aren't fulfilling, or maybe you're just going through the motions in your marriage because you have kids and you're just doing the mundane routine. This is for us a reminder that we can bring intentionality into our love language. So let me ask you this. How do you want your relationships to feel? Like a rushed, greasy drive-through meal that leaves you unsatisfied, a little maybe sick, maybe even like a little guilty? Or do you want a home-cooked meal where every ingredient was chosen with care, every flavor, every recipe, even the recipe you chose, right? And you leave the table full in every way with no guilt and just feeling like so happy. Think of the two, the greasy drive-through or that home-cooked meal that you took so much time being intentional about, right? So fast food dating is tempting and it's quick, it's easy, and it's convenient. And sometimes it feels like the only option when we have nothing else at the table, or the only option when we feel like our hands are tied behind our back, right? But intentional dating, that's where the nourishment is. That's where the good ingredients are. That's where we feel fulfilled. Let's talk about how to make that shift today. And we can do it by the end of this episode because I'm going to give you guys so many gems to take home, whether you're single, married, or happily single. This is a reminder, again, to bring that intentionality into your love life. And when I talk about love life, it doesn't just have to be intimate. Are you intentional with your friends? Or are you just going out every night just because you can, right? So think of it that way. So let's go over fast food dating. I was actually super interested in this topic when I saw another person talk about fast food dating actually like over a year ago. And I've been wanting to talk about this topic because I thought it really does sound like it is. Fast food dating, all about convenience, you know, when we swipe right or text without depth, or a lot of us, even me when I was dating, is jumping into that relationship to fill that void. You know, that instant gratification pops up in my head a lot when I think of fast food dating. You know, we don't think, it's a reaction, it's instant, and not really a long-term fulfillment. It's quick and easy, just like grabbing fries when you're on the run or when you're in a rush. It's easier to go on that quick date for that situationship than to slow down and assess if this connection feeds you. I can't count the times when I was going on dates. Oh, this is fun. I mean, I guess I'll go on. I guess I'll do this date because no one else is asking me out. Or maybe if you're married, you're like, I guess I'll just stay in on the couch and watch a movie. Or I guess we won't have date night this week. Like, there is that quick and easy routine, whether you're single or not. If you think about it, we're stuck in a pattern, right? And we want that quick and easy fix. So this fast food dating is the quick and easy is why we fall for it, right? Also, let's be honest, it feels good in the moment. Fast food, think about it. It satisfies your craving, but doesn't nourish your body. Similarly, fast food dating gives you a quick hit for attention or validation or reassurance, but it's rarely filling. Like when you're done eating, you're like, oh, I don't feel as good or I don't feel super fulfilled, right? Think about that in our relationship, how we can do things that quickly satisfy us, but don't leave us fulfilled, that feel good in the moment. These are, guys, I'm going over kind of signs that you're having a fast food dating mentality, or in your marriage, feels good in the moment, right? Oh, we just had a quick dinner, right? Or we didn't really make an intentional time to be together. We're on our phones, but we weren't really together, right? It feels good in the moment, but it's not necessarily what you really want. And let's be honest, another sign that I'm personally struggling with, even in my marriage, is that fear of going deeper, that intimacy, into me I see. The intimacy piece of this fast food dating, we're lacking, right? Sometimes, you know, we don't think we have time to be intentional, or the other person might not want to hear it, or we're scared to ask for what we really want. So we settle for those surface level connections, whether it's, you know, maybe we don't feel like going deeper because we're scaring ourselves, or those surface level conversations just because it checks a box. All of these are signs, the quick and easy, feels good in the moment. We're busy or afraid to go deeper. I know for me being married, I sometimes fall short of, am I important enough to share my feelings? Oh, James has way more stress than I do than to talk about the podcast or to hear about my coaching business. You know, for me, I am afraid to share. So therefore I am limiting myself, and in the moment, it feels good to not share, but then I'm still longing to share with him. And so it leaves me afraid to go deeper. Just like eating too much fast food can leave you feeling sluggish and empty, fast food dating leads to frustration, confusion, and maybe even heartbreak. It could be the reason why your relationship isn't doing well, or you're still single, right? So these are all just signs or symptoms. And we're going to use the analogy fast food versus that home cooked meal, that home cooked meal of intentional dating. Let's break down intentional dating. It's like preparing a home cooked meal. It takes time, effort, and care, but the end result is just nourishing, satisfying, rewarding. I mean, think about when you take time to make something, you enjoy it even more. And so that going slow process can also equate to that intentional process. And, you know, why is, you're like, Courtney, that sounds like it takes too long. I don't have time. Well, how are you believing those lies? What makes you think you don't have time? What makes you think that going slow isn't the right way, right? Let's try something new to get different results. And so a home-cooked meal isn't just about the food, or the intentional dating isn't just about having that date or having just the title of a boyfriend or being married. It's more than that. It's a process, and it's a beautiful process. And that's where the joy comes in. The joy comes in the process and the work and the effort and the kindness we pour into this relationship or our relationships or our love lives, right? Choosing quality ingredients, taking your time, and putting love into the preparation. I mean, think about how beautiful that is when you know you've put all that work into it. When you date intentionally, you're choosing your partners and building relationships with the same kind of care. That's a big word, care. When I think of fast food dating, I don't think about caring. I'm just doing it to do it, or living in this scarcity mindset that, you know, maybe there's not a love out there for me, so I guess I should just jump on this one, right? When we choose the right ingredients, or when we choose intentional dating, this means we're being selective about who we spend our time with. Just think about it. We have the power. You know, part of dating is seeing if you like them, not if just they like you. Bring the power back to yourself. And I encourage those listening right now is take some notes, or even as I talk about intentional dating versus fast food dating, what comes up for you? What comes up for you when I say any of these things? And there might be one thing you take away from today, and that's all I ask, right? But choosing the right ingredients, are they aligned with your values? Do they bring out the best in you? If not, it's like adding spoiled milk to your recipe. It's not going to turn out well, like at all. Like think about adding spoiled milk. Do we want spoiled milk in our food? And we can ask ourselves and we can identify, maybe there's no clear expiration date, but you can ask yourself, are they bringing out the best in me? Do I feel good when I'm around them? What can they do? Are they bringing me out to be a better person? Do they have the same values? Again, this is your mental checklist. We don't need spoiled milk in our relationships, in our love life. And maybe you're the one that's the spoiled milk. We can put it on us. There might be some truth in that, right? Are you aligning with your partner right now? I'm not saying it needs to be rushed. Take your time. This isn't like overnight you're going to hear this podcast and be like, oh, I am changed. I'm not eating fast food anymore. In all honesty, it takes time to break some habits, right? And to become aware. So you might have to listen to this episode or save it to come back to it when you're dating again, or maybe you're in a rough patch in your marriage, or you just want to keep your marriage strong. Like, there's so many options here, but you can't rush a good meal and you can't rush a meaningful relationship. We often think, oh, I need to get married right away. He might not like me, so I better do these things. Stop the pressure. We have time. And I'm going to remind you that we have time to create meaningful relationships. Slow down and let the connection simmer. Smell it, right? Enjoy the cooking. You're cooking a beautiful meal and it takes time. You guys know if you rush chicken, cutting that chicken breast, it gets hard, it gets crunchy, and it might not be cooked in the middle. Like, we don't need to rush, right? Give it time to develop naturally. Give it time for your relationship to develop naturally. There's no rush if the relationship is going to work out. Just think about it. If this relationship that I'm in or the relationship I want to be in is rushed, that means it might not work. But if it's meant to work, then there's no rush, right? The ending is it's going to work out. The connection will be made. I just think a lot about, as I'm even talking, the word love comes to mind. Putting love into this process. You know, when you love something, you're gentle, you're kind, you're patient. No expectations. I remember dating, let's call him John. I remember dating John and I was so rushed. I'm like, does he want kids? Does he want? And I had my whole list. Does he want kids? Does he want this? Where does he want to live? Does he want to live to the west of the 5 in San Diego? Or does he want to live to the east of 5? What does he drive? Like, check, 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 check. That's not loving. You know, I was putting my own expectations and putting this rush on myself, and comes to find out this guy was a druggie. He liked to party. He was completely irresponsible with his money. I oversaw all of those because I had not put love into this. I wasn't being intentional. I had my own expectations. And when you have expectations, that's not loving, right? So again, putting love into your relationships, you know, when we have these expectations, we overlook. And like I did, I didn't see any of the red flags. So sometimes when we have these expectations and then we just hit our own list, we don't actually see the person we're dating. When I started treating my relationships like a home-cooked meal instead of fast food, everything changed. And I mean that. Like, I started noticing a difference. And within a year after me seeing, oh my gosh, you know, John taught me to not have expectations. That was my lesson. And then I started attracting quality guys, quality food, quality recipes and ingredients, right? I was done with the fast food energy. I didn't want any more toads. And I had to start putting love into the relationship. And I stopped settling for connections that didn't nourish me. And I found the kind of love that felt fulfilling and real. Think about, again, our home-cooked meal, fulfilling and real and worth it. There's a difference, and follow that energy. If you guys are in those relationships, you're like, wow, the last guy I dated was a complete idiot, or the last girl was just such a biatch. That's fast food energy. You don't need to settle. And I'm going to remind you that you are deserving. You are worthy. no settling here. We are making a beautiful cooked meal, and it's time to let the food simmer, let the connections build naturally, and there's no pressure. So I've kind of broken this up into like a couple parts. This is going to be about how couples can be intentional and how singles can be intentional in dating. And so let's start with our singles, because why not? I love it. I freaking love this, you know? All right. Again, come back to the analogy, you know, think of yourself as the chef in your love life. You are the chef, Michelin star, 5-star. You've got it, right? You're not just looking for someone to fill a plate. You're creating a masterpiece. Again, you're a Michelin star chef. So we choose our ingredients that align with our values and our vision for the future. So I got some tips for you. Get clear on your values and your non-negotiables. And if you're dating casually, own that, right? There's no shame in dating casually. I did that before I met James. James and I didn't get married till 9 months. Not married. We weren't exclusive till 9 months. I was dating up until the day we left for Greece and he asked me to be his girlfriend. I was dating even though he took me to Europe a couple of times before. He took me to Jackson Hole on our second date. You think, oh, I got this guy. But guys, I was in my casual dating. I didn't want to be attracted to a guy. I wasn't ready for it. 9 months later, and now I'm his wife. Fast forward, right? But if you're casually dating, own that. If you're looking for a long-term partner, don't settle for someone who's clearly on the wrong page or not on the same page as you. I don't want to say wrong, but if you're looking for that partner, look for the partner who aligns with you. So get clear on your values and your non-negotiables. If you don't like someone who does drugs, cool. That's okay. They do it. And it doesn't work for you, right? Again, get clear with yourself, because that's where your dating is going to get clear. Like casual, long-term, what do you want? And define that. For my singles, this is for you. Second one, taste test before committing. You know, take time to get to know someone before jumping in. Again, James and I didn't become exclusive till after 9 months. We traveled. We played the question game. I love the question game. There's an app, you guys. I think I can put in the show notes, but there's an app. And James and I played this game and we got to know each other. And some of them were really in-depth questions. Some were really personal. And it's fun to see how someone answers, responds, has fun with it. But point is, get to know someone, ask meaningful questions, observe how they treat others. You know, I always made sure that any guy I date was kind. And you know what irked me? I believe you have to believe in the irks, because I dated John, the John that we were talking about before, the so to speak John. He would drive in the carpool lane without someone else in there. And don't get me wrong, I'm not judging you for that if you do that. But for me, it irked me. And so that was like, I still dated him forever, but it just irked me anytime he would go in the carpool lane without that second person. You know, that to me is how he does one thing is how he does everything. And it really allowed me to see if his actions matched his words. And what do I mean by that? He sold me the white picket fence, but his actions did not align. He was struggling on his car payments. He was funding payroll and having struggles. He did drugs. Like, what was I thinking? All because of my expectations. But again, don't rush, because you actually start to find out or taste test. Just taste test, you guys, to see if this person is for you. And if they aren't, that's okay. It doesn't have to be, oh, okay, I don't like this, I'm going to settle. I'm having a heart-to-heart with you guys. Just because things don't align doesn't mean there's something less out there for you, okay? So this leads me to my third point, or third tip. Don't rush the process. Please don't rush. You know, fast food dating is like microwaving something that should be slow cooked. I'm thinking about eggs, right? It might be faster, but not nearly as good. So be patient and trust the process. Be patient with yourself and the process, you guys. Don't rush. Don't cook your eggs in the microwave. Or what is something that would be so gross? I think pizza. Pizza should be slow cooked in the oven when you reheat it, at least for me. So good. You get that crunchy crust. Let's just talk about it for a sec. You get that crunchy crust, but when you put it in the microwave, it becomes rubbery and flimsy. Like, if you rush the process, you're going to have a flimsy, rubbery relationship. Flaky, not so good. Why did I do that? I should have just, you know, you have all this guilt that comes in. The shouldas come in, right? And then lastly, it should be a fun experience. Enjoy the experience. Don't get so serious. And this is for my guys and girls. Like, some of us want to know answers right away. We don't need to know the answers right away. And that creates stress. So it doesn't have to be stressful. Approach with curiosity and joy. Think of it like trying a new recipe. It's scary. It's intimidating. But it can be fun because when it turns out great, you're enjoying it. It's fulfilling. You feel good. So try that new recipe. Have fun with it and be curious. Even if it doesn't work out, you've learned something new about yourself, right? And that's what I saw as dating when I was dating a lot before I met James. And even up to dating James, I had fun with it. Every dating was an experience. Every date was an experience, an opportunity to learn about myself. Dating to me, I made it fun. I mean, I've had some horror stories, but all I can do was laugh. Even went through this period of dating, going on a mini tangent here before I get into the couples and how you can be intentional with your relationships. But I remember dating and I was like, I don't really feel like drinking. And I was like, how can I like make this more fun and not rely on alcohol? And so I went on this date and this guy's like, oh, what are you going to get to drink? Like, he wanted me to order first. Little did he know I wasn't drinking at the time. I was just like, let's just see if I can weed people out this way. And not in a bad way, just I like to test a little bit. It was so fun. And I had no fear of rejection. So for me, I felt even more free. But he's like, oh, I'm going to get a vodka soda. And then I'm like, oh, can I have a sparkling water with lemon? By the way, hands down, the most underrated beverage. Sparkling water with lemon. Get it out of the handgun because there's more bubbles. Anyways, and he's like, what? You're not drinking? And I'm like, nah, I don't really feel like it. He goes, oh, well, this is awkward. I go, why is it awkward? You know, what's coming up for you? The life coach starts coming out of me. But at the time, I just felt so powerful because I got him turning for a little experiment. So I had fun doing it. Point is, like, when you let go of the fear of being rejected or the fear of being liked, it's almost like this energy of like, I am free. I am me. And I feel good. Hey, listeners, before we dive back in today's discussion, I want to take a moment to share something special with you. Have you ever felt like there's more to life, but you're not quite sure how to unlock it? That's where personal coaching comes in. It's not just about solving problems. It's about uncovering your true potential and living your best life. Imagine waking up each morning feeling excited about the day ahead, confident in your abilities, and ready to tackle any challenge that comes your way. That's the power of a healthy mindset. And the only difference between you and that reality is taking the first step. That's why I'm thrilled to offer you a complimentary personal coaching session. It's a chance for us to connect, explore, and uncover the limitless possibilities that await you. Whether you're looking to overcome obstacles, find clarity in your goals, or simply cultivate more joy and fulfillment in your life, I'm here to support you every step of the way. So, if you're ready to experience the transformation of personal coaching and what that can bring, simply head over to the show notes and click the link below where you'll find instructions on how to claim your session. Now, let's get back to our episode. All right, so let's get into how couples can be intentional in their relationships. Save this if you're in a relationship. Listen, even if you're single, there's some gems. So even in a long-term relationship, the home-cooked meal analogy still applies, okay? So a great marriage or a partnership isn't built on autopilot. It's built on effort, care, and showing up every day with intention. And trust me, after being married for almost 3 years, it even comes in fine-tuning even more. The principles of, you know, the intentionality, so setting the foundation even when you're single, into your marriage is so, so important because I can get stuck in my routines with James. And again, it's not intentional, right? So getting off that autopilot. And here's some tips that we can do, my non-singles, or maybe you're kind of in a rut in your marriage or your relationship right now, and you're just like, I need some help. I need some mojo, right? One of my favorite things is just trying new things together and being okay with being a beginner or a learner, whether it's a date idea, a hobby, or a new way of communicating, right? Just like you wouldn't eat the meal on the same day every night, right? Relationships thrive on variety and growth. So if you are cooking the same meal every night, it's gonna get stagnant. Mix it up. Mix up your meals. Mix up your variety. Have fun with it, but try new things together. And maybe you're like, fudge, we actually do eat the same thing every night. Learn to cook something together. James and I did sourdough last winter together. We argued. I threw the book. Then we laughed at it and we made a beautiful loaf. So fun. I hope that you guys don't yell at each other, but I had my moments and now we laugh at it, but have fun with it. Try new things. Another one, and I'm just such a big, big person is on this, is just gratitude for the process. Thank your partner for the little things like making coffee or listening to you vent or talking about your hard day. Gratitude is like the salt in a recipe. It makes everything so much better. And going out of your way, even if you're single, texting a friend saying, hey, thank you for having me over, or I really enjoyed our wine glass last, or our wine, you know, or hey, thank you for being in my life. Like, my favorite thing is just sending love notes to my friends or even writing little sticky notes to James and putting them around the house. The little things and the gratitude add up so much, and taking that time out of your day to do that also feels back into you. When you write that note or acknowledge your partner, you actually feel good too. So the gratitude is such a good one. And then, so to speak, make time to cook together. What do I mean in layman's terms? Instead of this recipe or home cooked versus fast food dating, is prioritize quality time. This is a big one for me, especially being in such a routine. James and I can be ships in the night, so to speak, where we might not see each other all day. And then we get home and it's like, oh, good night, right? Whether it is a date night or a meaningful conversation or even actually cooking a meal together, intentional time strengthens your bond. And I know it does that for me, because when I have that quality time, say if it's even 2 hours, I feel so filled, then versus we had 5 hours together and I'm on my phone for half of it. The quality time, and maybe it's as simple as let's just go for a walk. You know, James and I try to connect once a week in the morning and once a week at night, just to keep our quality time going. And honestly, it fuels me too. Like when I think about like, oh yeah, we go on our walks, or oh my gosh, I can't wait for breakfast with you. It adds fun to my week and it breaks it up and it keeps it fun and exciting. So yeah, try some of those. I'm curious if this even helps for any of you. I know that for me, practicing these things, it just takes time. It's not going to be overnight, oh, I forgot, or I really don't feel like it. When you find yourself saying, I don't really feel like it, that's where you do the work. That's actually when you bring in the home-cooked meals. When you say, I don't feel like doing this, or it's just easier if I do this, that's fast food energy. Let's leave that in 2024. Let's leave that in January. No fast food energy. Home-cooked meal energy. Intentional, fulfilling, nourishing, and quality. That's what intentional dating is. Gosh, I love my food. I'm like salivating as I'm thinking of this. And I just did a 36-hour fast. So all I've had today was eggs. So food has been on my mind. And I'm like, ooh, what do I want later? All right. So I wrote some steps, a couple little things for us to just start being intentional today, right? It's really just creating this awareness piece. And this is what I coach on. So if you guys are looking for more help or guidance, please reach out or send me a DM. I want to help you. I'm so here for you. Or even if it's just like a question, no question is dumb. And if this even resonates with you, please reach out. I love hearing from you guys. I love my HFH fam. So some practical tips. I have a couple for the singles and a couple for my couples or those in a relationship. Is a simple one, but it's an awareness piece. And again, what I said is what I coach on is, you know, taking stock of your current dating habits. Are you choosing meaningful connections? Are you settling for fast food? So what you can do is just start by writing down your values and your intentions. Some of you guys can journal is, what do I want in a partner? And how do I want to show up as a partner? What do I need to let go of the patterns and to attract the guy I'm looking for? What patterns do you see in yourself? You know, that's where the responsibility and the joy comes is, where can I make a change? Why do we have to wait for someone else? And another one is just make an intentional change this week. It doesn't have to be big or dramatic. Just one small intentional change, whether it's going deeper on a date and asking deeper questions or taking a break from dating apps. Maybe you're slightly addicted to the dating apps and you're not finding a quality guy. Maybe you need to meet someone else in a different way. Dating apps don't work for everyone, and there's nothing wrong with you if they don't work. James and I met on a dating app. Some people don't want to meet their future spouse or partner that way. And if you're finding yourself anxious and stressed and treating dating apps like a job, hands down, that's a sign you need a break. Just take a break and you can always come back. The dating app isn't going anywhere. It's time to come into this abundance, this intentionality, right? Going on the apps and just going on for a quick hit. Again, you're picking up a bag of fries. You're greasy, unfulfilling, guilt fries. Again, think of it like a home-cooked meal. It's putting the app away, planning your recipe, planning your meal, planning how you want to show up. And then for my couples, I have a couple for you, is plan an intentional date this week. What do I mean? Something that brings you closer, like actually cooking a meal together, taking a walk, which is my favorite when it's not 0 degrees outside. I know it is winter, so him and I will make breakfast, or, you know, we'll work out together, or, you know, we just got a sauna and a cold plunge and I can't do the cold plunge without him. So I actually schedule my time with James and cold plunge together. It's seriously like our favorite time, and it's new for me. I hate being cold. And so trying something new together is such a good way to connect and be vulnerable and show that the emotions. So let those emotions come out. And you know what, just such a romantic one is, if you guys are near the place where you had your first date, go on your first date again, or look at old pictures together. Or you know what James and I did for Christmas this last year is, because we did get the sauna and the cold plunge as our gift, we wanted to still do something like sweet, is we printed out our favorite picture from the last year of 2024 and we shared it and why it was so important to us. And we just really brought that thoughtfulness. Again, it doesn't have to be expensive. You know, it could be writing a note, but I think building that connection, that intentionality of plan that intentional date this week or plan that intentional moment, even if it's 15 minutes over coffee, make time for each other. And then another favorite one is just having a check-in conversation with your spouse or your partner. You know, ask them, like what James and I do is called a high, low, and buffalo. What was your high today, babe? What was something that was really good that you really enjoyed? What felt good for you today? And what's your low? What was something that was a little uncomfortable or surprisingly not the best, or just something that was just low? And then buffalo is, you know, what is something interesting? Does something good or bad or surprising, right? It might not just be, and I don't want to label it good or bad, but the buffalo is just something interesting, unexpected. And so it encourages both sides to share their day in a fun way. That's not just like, oh, my day was fine, right? Again, that would be fast food energy, right? My day is fine. It's cool. Oh, okay, cool. Get into those meaningful conversations. Plan, be intentional. Again, you're making this home-cooked energy, home-cooked meal. Leave the fast food energy in 2024. Check in, have those intentional dates or those intentional moments and bring that into your relationship. You know, our favorite thing is, you know, if we're going on a walk, is checking and saying, hey, are we bringing cell phones or not? Are we leaving our cell phones or should we leave it back? That's what I mean by checking and making the most out of the time. And most of the time we'll say no cell phones, or hey, I have a call in 10 minutes. I'll bring my phone, but I'm going to take that call. Or if we're having a long dinner and we're driving somewhere, we'll bring our phones. And in the middle of dinner, we'll be like, phone break, 10 minutes, phone break, 5 minutes, right? We'll both share it. So you're not in the middle of sharing something maybe important or vulnerable and they pick up their phone. So check in. I mean, have fun with it. Create your own, you guys. I'm just giving you ideas and little thoughts. And, you know, if something else pops up for you based on what I say, run with it. Talk to your partner about it. Maybe share this episode with them and talk about it. I would love to hear how your partner perceives this. This is for guys, girls, anyone. This is not discriminatory for the girls. So I know this episode went by so fast, but I just want to wrap up with just a few things. Intentional love is like a home-cooked meal. It takes effort, but the rewards are so great, you guys. Just going slow and enjoying. Like once you cook that meal, are you scarfing it down? Sometimes I am after a fast, but you're going slow. You're enjoying. You're talking about what you made and created. Because it was beautiful and you didn't rush. Whether you're single, dating, or married, or in a rough patch, you have the power to create something beautiful and fulfilling. You really do have the power. And I mean that. Let's get out of this poor, not poor me, or there's not enough. We are abundant. We are deserving. And you have the power. What do you need to attract that partner? What do you need to do to be that better partner? Maybe you're on social media too much. I don't know, but sit with yourself, journal, or, you know, I'm sure things are coming up for you guys as I'm talking, which is so cool because we're getting into this together. Sit in that. See what comes up and make the changes. I have a challenge. So I want to start doing this with the podcast is where I create at the end of the episode, there's a challenge. Basically, what we've talked about this podcast episode, I want to encourage you with a challenge so we can apply it until the next episode. And I just love this because I really want you not just to show up and listen to a podcast and go on your day. I want you to take it into your life. Let's better ourselves. Let's hustle for our happiness. And that today's topic is just in general about love and our relationships. So this week, I want you to take one step towards being intentional with your love life. Yes, I know it's weird. Remember, the best relationships are built with care and not convenience. So take that time being intentional, whether it's sending a text to your partner or a friend saying, hey, thank you for being in my life, or taking a friend out to dinner and putting your phones away. Have fun with it, but be intentional. I'm curious what you guys do. So this is your challenge for this week. And I'm signing off. So thank you guys for joining me on the Hustle for Happiness. If this episode resonated, please, please, please share it. Tag me. Let me know if you guys even did some of the work. I'm curious to see if this challenge piece of the podcast will sit with any of you. Let's take this out of the digital and into our personal lives. Let's hustle for our happiness, right? And until next time, stay intentional, stay happy, and hustle for what matters. And this week, it's about our love life. No poor me, no Valentine's Day. Let's love. Let's give love. And that's the reminder for this episode is Valentine's Day is here and this month, let's start executing love. Let's start being intentional. Let's let go of the French fries and bring in a nice, beautiful, baked rotisserie chicken with yummy potatoes. And, you know, I'm very into green beans right now. So let's have fun. I love you guys. Till next time. I hope today's episode left you better than when I found you. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and tune in every Monday to kickstart your week and set your weekly intentions with me. You can find me and HFH on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok, or online at heycourtneybrook.com. I firmly believe in the power of sharing. If you know someone else who would benefit from this podcast, please share it with them. And remember, when you work on you, I get to be there.